This is the Baseball Analysis Podcast, coverage for games on June 22nd, 2022. If you enjoy the show, share it with a friend, subscribe to it, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts. Give us a follow on one of those platforms. Email baseballanalysispod@gmail.com if you have any feedback or if you want to get involved in some of the database programming I'm doing. More on that later. But today we're going to do deep dives on Yordan Alvarez. Maybe another as we dig in, but I also want to talk about this database and my plan for the next few weeks. It's midday on the 22nd, so the leaderboards aren't completely updated, but Yordan Alvarez is in the top two spots for top exit velocity at 114.6 miles per hour and 113.8 miles per hour. He also has two bombs, I believe, at 412 feet and 408 feet. Teoscar Hernandez has the top distance so far at 421 feet. Ryan Stanek has the fastest pitch velocity at 100.1 miles per hour. Luis Garcia has the most swing and misses with a count of 20. Lucas Giolito is in second with a count of 10. My prediction that Byron Buxton yesterday would do very well was not right. I thought it was a good setup for him, which it was, but he ended up striking out a handful of times, pulling it up exactly what he did. He had three strikeouts going 0-for-4 with a walk. Many of those strikeouts came from Aaron Civall, who I thought Buxton was a good matchup against. That was not the case. The Twins ended up losing the game 6-5 against the Guardians. On the other hand, the Cardinals and Brewers game that I thought would be a hit parade turned out to kind of be. The Cardinals won 6-2 against the Brewers. Redbirds had 11 hits, whereas the Brewers had just four. Brendan Donovan, that I thought was going to do well in that game, went 2-for-4 with two runs scored, a walk, and a strikeout, bringing his average to 318, his OPS to 855. Paul Goldschmidt did not play in the game. Did not expect that, but he didn't get the start. Some other performances from the 21st that are important to note is Isaac Paredes going 3-for-3 with three home runs, four RBIs, three runs scored. The Rays ended up getting a big win against the Yankees 5-4 in Tampa Bay. Paredes had kind of a slow start, even though he hit a handful of bombs when he was first brought up. But in the last 10 games, he's been batting .222, slugging .667, with a weighted on base average of .393, a WRC plus of .166. Four home runs, six runs scored, six RBIs, six hits, and 31 plate appearances. That's a good look for Paredes. Let's sidestep and take a look at today's games. Yordan Alvarez, 2-for-3, two home runs, two RBIs. And the Astros 5-3 lead against the Mets right now in this bottom of the seventh. Alvarez's average is sitting at .317, his OPS at 1.069, two hard hit balls on the day. If you've taken a look at his StatCast profile, it's absolutely ridiculous. He's in the 100th percentile, so the top 1% of the league in average exit velocity, hard hit percentage, expected weighted on base average, expected batting average, expected slugging, barrel percentage, he's sitting in the 96th percentile. Max exit velocity, he's in the 99th percentile. K rate, 84th percentile. Walk rate, 90th percentile. Whiff, a little bit lower in the 66th percentile. Chase rate, in the 85th percentile. This dude, it's at the age of 24, batting left, throwing right, standing 6'5", 225 pounds. Just looks like a good career for this guy. In the last 10 games, he's also been extremely impressive. The batting average of .429, slugging .686 with a weighted on base average of .495, a WRC plus of .236, two home runs, six runs scored, 13 RBIs, walk rate of 9.8%, a K rate of 14.6%. He's batting .312 on the year, 19 home runs, slugging .633, weighted on base average of .437, WRC plus of .195, and a WAR of 3.0. One of the best in the league and somebody I'm looking forward to talking about more in the future. I'm going to finish this episode off talking about the database that I'm working on. I'm really enjoying finding ways to incorporate technology into the podcast and offer something that y'all can interact with. Some of this stuff that I talk about seems very stats heavy, so the goal is to be able to piece this apart to make it more interesting and interactive for those that are interested in doing baseball analysis, whether it's data analysis or running some models of your own, whatever it might be. I found a good API that I plan to use and then eventually move the data over to the cloud. Structured in a way that makes it fun, doesn't reinvent the wheel compared to what is out there already in terms of data sources. I've set some of my goals for the podcast and the coming months and previous podcasts like a couple months ago. So if you're interested, go take a look at those. You can really get inside my head and what I'm planning on doing with this. I'm going to be working on this myself to teach myself a thing or two throughout the process. But if you or anyone else know that you want to work on something like this, you want to help out with something like this, email me. But that's going to do it for this episode of the Baseball Analysis Podcast. If you enjoyed it, share it, subscribe to it, leave us some feedback. I'll be back here tomorrow, but in the meantime, enjoy baseball, and thank you for listening.